guys. Sid Reynolds here, the entrepreneurial pastor. Sid Reynolds, entrepreneurial pastor. Excited you've taken the time to join me today. I want to talk to you a little bit about Santa Talk. That's something a little bit different for you. You've never heard of that before. Santa means single and not ashamed. Those of you that happen to be members of the Santa community, it's pronounced Sana or Santa. It depends on where you're from in the country. But we understand you either way, no problem with that. But I just want to spend a few minutes with you, about maybe 15 minutes or so, just giving you some update about what we are doing in the Santa community. You know, we happen to be a Facebook community for the most part. People come join us through Facebook. Over 500 folks have joined us in just a short amount of time. Over 500 people have joined us in a short amount of time. And what we've been doing really is having dialogue with one another regarding sensitive topics regarding being single. But our mission is really a simple mission. It's not really a complicated thing at all. We exist solely to empower and support singles through innovative leadership with the purpose of transforming their communities. Now, as a result of that, we're talking about things pertaining to marriage, things that pertain to singles, living their life out effectively, things pertaining to ministry, business. We talk about a various amount of things because singles are affected by these things, and we want to prepare singles to do the purpose that God's given them, to live their purpose out. And if we're going to live our purpose out as we're single, you know that God can prepare us a helpmate of some sort at some point in our lives as well, of us that are men, and those that are women can find that man of God that, not actually find a man of God, but that man of God can find you in a position where you're ready to be found because you have prepared yourself to do God's will. And in doing God's will, it's not, again, always an easy thing to do. So our group is really helping people get to that place. And the testimonies have just blown me away. We've got a leadership team of seven people right now that have come on board to assist us in making things go. We start with our prayer group. We've got Mary Smith as our prayer partner for the women. We've got Jeffrey Moore, who's a prayer partner for our men, and they've got their own teams, people that are praying as well. So that's a real blessing to see that happen. And then we've got Kara, who's involved in the aspect of doing our Marketed Mondays, which is going to be happening here on Mondays. You'll be having a chance to see some really neat stuff happening with Marketed Mondays. And that's just an atmosphere where we have a chance to promote businesses, ministry, product services on a Monday. And we'll make that really kind of a live atmosphere, more of an event-oriented kind of thing. You'll be seeing that happen more frequently as Mondays come around. Every Monday you'll have a chance to see that. And then we've got a blog that's coming up with Joy Wilson. Joy is just she's a school teacher, eighth grade school teacher, and is meticulous in her communication, meticulous in her writing, and the people that she's attracting to come write on the blog are going to be just fantastic folks. That'll be really bringing some good content that really assists you, men and women, writing from their hearts regarding things that God's put on their hearts. So we want to encourage you to visit our blog and find out more about it. That's Santa for Single Not Ashamed. blog.singleandnotashamed.com, and you can find out more about it over there. And then we've got our administrator, which is Erica L. Adams. I don't know what the L stands for, but that's her, okay? But Erica, she is our pillar of our community. She makes it happen. And you have a chance to see Erica all over the internet throughout Facebook, by the way, for our community. And then we've got Christine Gates. Christine is, we call her Santa Voice. The Santa Voice lady, matter of fact, she's going to have a radio program on Blog Talk Radio as well. That'll be Santa Voices. And you have a chance to hear some of the interviews of people that are part of the Santa community. We want to give voices to these folks. It'll be called Santa Voices, and you'll have a chance to hear Christine do the interviews and really just give you some good insight as well regarding what's happening with our folks that are in the Santa community, and then, of course, having the interviews of those folks that are going to be on our show. So that's going to be real exciting. Then we've got a communicator, which is Dave Burst. Dave is a great guy. You're talking about a man that's able to communicate. He's the only married guy on the team. Everybody else is single. But David's on the team because we wanted to have a married man that understood singles as well and relationships and what have you. So he's on the team and bringing us some tremendous value every time he gets an opportunity to do so. And he's our small group leader, facilitator for around the country. He's the one that does our empowerment calls. And, of course, he'll be preaching and doing our small groups as we do the training and getting that going. I'll be working alongside him on that regarding as well. I'll be working with him on that as well. So it's going to be kind of a fun thing. And we're going to have groups all over the country, guys. I'm telling you, folks are excited about having these small groups. And we'll be doing that, rolling them out right around sometime March 15, 2000. 15th. So if you get this ad a little bit afterwards, it's archived, you know that it's pretty much rolled out by that time already. And then, of course, there's me. I'm kind of the guy to help to get started with this thing, and I'm put in Christine and Dave. And the idea was simply to really have a conference initially, and then we got beyond a conference. The thing turned into a Facebook group, and the Facebook group turned into a community. The community turned into a mission, and the mission turned into a revival. You know, so it's been something phenomenal. So we're on track to see God do some tremendous things. We don't want to stop; just want to keep on going with it, and trust Him that He has a plan for us that's bigger than we can think of or imagine. I'm telling you, He's got a plan that's bigger than we can think of or imagine. So we're looking forward to what the Lord will be doing in the next several months here, and actually years to come. As you're a single person yourself and you're desiring to be a part of something that's bigger than yourself, trust God with us that He will open up a door for you, opportunity for you, because we're looking for leaders, folks that want to be led and also lead. Because if you're a leader yourself, you understand that you can't really do everything by yourself. You know, sometimes leaders, you know, have a tendency to want to do things by themselves because we're perfectionists at some point in our lives. And then we realize that we want to lead on a bigger scale. We have to include other people. And including other people means that we have to be willing to be led by people that know how to lead. And then we have to be willing to lead those that lead and disciple folks that will come alongside us as well, that will help them become better leaders. And the more leaders that we surround ourselves with, the more people that we can find that are in our lane, but maybe a little bit that's coming up the lane. They're learning how to walk in the lane and learn how to ride in the lane, learn how to drive in the lane. We can assist them in understanding what it takes to become a leader. And that's pretty much my role, is to help people become better leaders. And I've been a leader for a long time now. For the last 20-plus years, I've been a pastor of a church. But beyond that, I've been doing all kinds of leadership responsibilities beyond church life that have assisted me to be able to, you know, build multi-million dollar foundations and be able to serve in that capacity, and also to serve on bylaw committees for corporations that have been major corporations, and serve as a person that's been an executive at different levels in organizations that are nonprofit. So it's kind of exciting thing that I've been prepared for some of the things that we're involved with right now that I had no clue that God was preparing me for this. And so for this season of our lives right now, we're looking at something a little bit different, and that's really working with single folks. You know, everybody that's part of our singles group that we have here have come, didn't have a clue why they were showing up, but they have come and they begin to learn that to be single doesn't mean that you're just over in the corner somewhere and having to hang out and do what everybody says to do, but you have a goal, you have a dream or an aspiration, and getting around other singles is a dynamite thing, because everybody that's a part of our group, I say they're kind of tongue-in-cheek, but not everybody yet, but we're hoping that everybody that's a part of our group at some point will recognize their call of God in their life, and those that don't recognize it yet will discover it as they're hanging around us, because iron does sharpen iron. We want to really help people find their call in life and identify what God desires for them to do and partner with somebody and doing it in a big way. Now, again, as single individuals, we have a chance to make an impact in this world that just won't be erased. I'm talking about around the world, not just in the United States. I'm talking about around the world. So we're looking at seeing God do some tremendous things. You know, one of the things I was going to mention to you as well, that we have a conference coming up in March. The conference is going to be March 28th of 2015. That's our first conference. Now, what we're looking at in our first conference is really to identify some folks in the Southern California area that are hungry for God, that are happy to be single, want to come hang out with us and learn some things from us. We're really going to come in and bring some good teachings called Igniting Transformation. It's called the Igniting Transformation Conference. You'll be hearing more about that. We didn't have a theme for a long time until we got into this group and we began to develop some idea about, oh, my God, we've got more than just a conference on our hand. We've got a whole group to be developing here, and we've got to watch what God is really doing. So we've seen a transformation is a big part of what we do. So the Igniting Transformation Conference is really going to help to ignite that very thing that we're wanting to see happen, and that's to get people fired up, excited about their personal call in life and ministry, so that they'll be used of God in a tremendous way wherever they happen to live, wherever they happen to minister, wherever they happen to be, wherever their community happens to be. Again, our mission is real simple. We empower and support singles through innovative leadership for the purpose of transforming their communities. Now, the empowerment and support piece is really the first part of it that assists people in understanding that it's okay for you to do. It's okay for you to be empowered enough to say, yes, I'm ready to step out. We empower people to do that by having a platform that allows these folks to begin to write. And some of you have been able to start writing already and start communicating your feelings and identifying things that you've been reading and say, and the videos that we put out or audios that we put out. And you've been saying to yourself, you know what? I can do this. And so we come along and support that process as well by giving you a platform, by giving you resources and referrals to situations that will assist you in becoming a person that's going to be used of God. We have some projects that we're looking to have. Some of the small groups that we'll be having, actually all the small groups we're looking to have, every one of our small groups have a transformational project where they take something that they do in their community together as a team, as a small group team. They'll go into the community and make an impact or a deposit into the community that will bless that community. Can you imagine a group of single folks getting together from various churches and coming together to do something impactful in the community? Perhaps they're going to be feeding the homes. Perhaps they're going to be helping single moms. Or perhaps they're going to help unwed mothers, single dads that are having a difficult time, whatever it might be. Maybe a family that needs some assistance. They come along inside and say, we'll babysit your children, or we're going to do something that's going to be significant in that community and maybe do it for a little bit extended time. So that's some of the things we're looking to see happen in our SAD community. It's so much different than we've ever seen before. I don't know if you've ever seen a Facebook group that has actually turned into a community. I know they happen to be, but this is a Holy Spirit-inspired community. We've got something that happens on Saturdays. For example, go back to Joy for a minute. Joy has our Saturday. She has our Word Party, an idea that a woman had just to get the Word of God out across the internet, because there's so much filth on the internet, and people, we post some nice stuff as well, but the Word of God is the only thing that prevails. You know, the Bible says that man can't live by bread alone, but everything that proceeds from the mouth of God. And so what Joyce does, put together this Word Party, and the Word Party happens as a result of people posting the Word of God on our page that's seen publicly by the world. And anybody that comes across our page during the course of an hour period on a Saturday, they'll have a chance to hear actually read the Word of God for themselves. Reading the Word of God, read some of the commentary that we put there as well, encouragement and exhortation, and sometimes, and actually at the end of it, we pray for folks as well. And so they have a chance to read the Word of God, read the Word of God, read the Word of God, read some commentary that people put in once in a while, some encouragement, exhortation kind of stuff. And then there's a prayer at the end that establishes people to understand that they can come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I'm telling you, we are in a place where we're taking this thing to another level and say, God, whatever you want to do with us, we will be open to see it happen. We want to see the kingdom, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And that's what the SAD community is really all about. We're just wanting to see God's will done here on the earth. You know, every mission that anybody has, every church has, every organization has that happens to be Christian, really should result in the end of it, somebody coming to know Jesus. And that's what ours is really about in reference to transformation of our communities. We exist to solely empower and support singles through innovative leadership. Now, the innovative leadership component, again, is doing things like using social media, like the Blog Talk Radio, using Twitter and Facebook, and using Google Plus and the Google Hangout eventually. You'll start seeing us use all these various components, using the event pages and use those event pages on Facebook to turn them into actual events. Those are things we're looking at doing to repurpose the things that we make that are made available to us. And we have a movement of people that are doing all this stuff because they have been gifted. And we're just coordinating the efforts of gifted people and seeing to it that they're able to do the thing that God's called them to do. Dynamite. You're talking about a dynamite opportunity. This is exactly what's happening with the SAD community. I'm privileged and honored that I was obedient to God just to step up and say, let's start this community. And the whole idea was to start it just to let people know we were going to have a conference. That's all we started it for, the SAD community. And next thing you know, we got over 500 folks involved now. And it's kind of going haywire, right? Okay, so we're excited about that. We're watching God operate. We're watching God do what he's always desired to do, and that's to see people come to know Jesus Christ. We've seen people come into our group that have never been in church for many years, and that have all of a sudden found a home at SAD. Now, we anticipate that people will go to church. They will find a place to be that they can call their home. They will be involved in the life of a church at some place around the country somewhere. But in the meantime, what we do is we empower and support singles through innovative leadership for the purpose of transforming their communities. And we want to see them being able to be that person, those individuals that will see their communities transform because they themselves have been what? Transformed. So that is our aim. That is our mission. That is our goal. That's our desire. That's our big time desire to say, God, do what only you can do, Lord. and take us to a realm that we've never been in before. We're trusting you for great things in our lives. So, hey, listen to Sid Rebel sign off right now. We'll see you next time here on Blog Talk Radio. Bless you.